One of our guys was dying. It was a Saturday morning. He was in Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta. 15 years earlier, through his heroin addiction, through a dirty needle, he had contracted HIV, and now he was dying of AIDS. He was upstairs. His wife was with me down in the cafeteria. He was going to go through a 4-hour process. So I came down to spend those 4 hours with her. One of the ladies in our church that led her to Christ had called me that morning and said, make sure she eats something. Okay. So we're down there sitting across the table from each other, and I looked across at her. And I said, I would love to hear your story as much as you're comfortable sharing it. You don't have to share anything other than your address, but I'd love to hear more if you'd like to share it. And she began to tell her story. By the time she was 11, now do any of you have a child or a grandchild that's 11? Raise your hand. What grade are they in? Probably fourth grade, fifth? Okay. You get the picture now? Any of you taught fifth grade or fourth grade at church? Come on. Get the picture of that little girl in your head. You ready? You got that little girl's picture in your head? By the time she was 11, she had been raped by every adult member of her father's family. It took us almost an hour to get to that part of the conversation. When she was in the fourth grade, she would get off the school bus a block away and sit there by a fence and wait till it got dark and the last taillights would drive away. So the only one that would abuse her was her own dad. Do you want to know about people like this? Do you want to interact with people like this? Do you want to help people like this find Jesus? Well, I'll tell you something. You won't find Him until you go find Him with her. He said, inasmuch as you do it to the least of these, you do it unto me. Church, He says, come and find me. I'll be with that little girl out by that fence. You'll find me there. And when she grows up and she's a 36-year-old trying to get out of 17 years of cocaine addiction, you be there with her or you won't be there with me because I'm sticking with her. You say, well, I just don't think I can do that. Can't do what? Because if it was your daughter, you'd be there.